here at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. Joined now back with Andrew Mason. You were there just with the little scrum off to the side, asking more questions to John Elway. Anything come out of that there, Mason?
Yeah, the gauntlet never really stops for Elway, but interesting stuff. You know, talked a little bit more about the offensive line. He actually said that he sees O-line as where the depth is.
Oh, really?
In this draft, that he's he really likes what he sees there in terms of the prospects, and kind of led to some joking, hey, maybe you'll finally go offense with your first pick. Of course, he's opened five drafts with defensive players, and he just kind of smiled and said, you never know. But certainly that kind of you look at that comment, and then you factor in what he said to us here and also at the podium about the offensive line needing to be an area that was reinforced and improved, and came away from that thinking they may take an offensive lineman pretty high, and they may take multiple offensive linemen in this draft. That kind of jumped out. Also talked a little bit more about Ryan Clady and DeMarcus Ware and working on restructures for them. Said they're going to have some. They're working on their restricted free agent offers to C.J. Anderson and Brandon Marshall in particular. They know they're going to have to give a tender that will prevent teams from trying to poach them in the RFA market. So they're going to watch that as well. And those were the big takeaways. He also talked a little bit about developing quarterbacks under center, another topic that he discussed. Uh-huh. And he said, and I asked him about Brock Osweiler because he was a spread offense guy at Arizona State. And the way they got a feel for him was they did some drills with him when they had a one-on-one workout at ASU that allowed them to kind of project and figure out that eventually he could do that under center. But then the Elway made the great point that Osweiler had the benefit of time, 3.5 years before he actually started. And a lot of these guys that come from spread offenses, primarily in the shotgun, and they have to come to the NFL, if they're first-round picks, there's pressure on them to play right away. So really it's something that teams that are picking quarterbacks in the first round need to think about. Maybe you've got to go back to the old template of taking your time with the development of a quarterback rather than rushing him onto the field in order to get the maximum development out of him, because frankly you see these guys that are coming out of spread offenses and going to the NFL, if they're rushed into service, they don't develop as well. It hurts their development. So it was interesting to hear Elway talk about that.
Yeah, just another reason there to keep Brock Osweiler.
Right.
4 years of grooming and studying, and now we saw him get a taste of the limelight last year with the 7 starts that he had there. Matt, you have one final thought here as we wrap up the show?
I just to build off what Mace just said, it's funny that Mace brings it up, and it's funny that John brings that up, because when we heard the quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, Hackenberg from Penn State today, they all brought up being under center. It's going to be a major sticking point, I think, with a lot of these personnel staffs. Who can figure out how to get under center and get comfortable the quickest might be the difference whether or not you take a quarterback in the first round or the sixth.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts here left. Mace, one final thought here?
Yeah, and that's like you look at the All-Star games last month. I think they're even more valuable in terms of those quarterbacks there, that second tier, than they used to be, because for guys like that, Prescott and others, it was their first chance to actually work under center. And Prescott, I think, played his way into the second day in part because he looked more comfortable under center than a lot of people expected.
Well, okay. Tomorrow the players get back on, or we get onto the field. We get a good look at them. We'll be back here live at 1:45 Mountain Time, 3:45 local time. We'll shift away from free agency and the Broncos, start focusing on a lot more of these college guys. We'll hear from ESPN's Todd McShay. We'll also hear from Sports Illustrated Joan Neeson. So a lot more coverage there. And hopefully we're joined live on set by ESPN's Jeff Legwald. So a big show coming up tomorrow, 1:45 Mountain Time. Until then, for Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Broncos TV Live from the NFL Scouting Combine.